morning, Tim Tran.
Yeah, hi, is Emilio, please?
Yes, Mass is calling.
This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. He was working with Nick over here.
Okay, hold on, Ruben.
Thanks.
It's Emilio.
Hi, Emilio. My name's Ruben Goldstein. I'm an underwriting supervisor at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. You were working with Nick here, and I was taking kind of a cursory look at your file, and I'm just looking at some of the notes, and I think we might have dropped the ball, so I wanted to speak to you for a minute or two and kind of figure out what you're trying to accomplish. I can't promise to give you any approval that necessarily works, but I just wanted to see how they structured it. Do you have a minute?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, can I give you my phone number in case we got disconnected?
Yes.
All right, tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead.
It's 858 866 9102.
Okay.
My name is Ruben Goldstein.
Okay.
And my direct extension here, in case you get routed around, is 114. So, and here are the notes that I have, that you have a factoring arrangement. You're potentially looking at refinancing that. Also some cash flow for accounts payable. So there's a lot of just notes all kind of all over the place, talking about trucks as well. Can you tell me what you were trying to accomplish here, and maybe I can get a better look at this?
Basically replace a factor with a better rate, but
okay.
There weren't terms and conditions that I could really live with.
Okay.
With what you guys threw out there.
All right, so let me just make some notes here. So what's the rate you pay right now? The notes that I have are $6,000 to $7,000 per month in factoring. Is that correct?
That's right.
So is that for every dollar borrowed you pay 6% to 7% per month?
No, it's a percentage.
Okay, what's your factoring percentage?
It works out to about 18, something like that.
Per annum?
Yes.
All right, so about 1.5% per month.
Yeah.
All right, and are you, the traditional thing I see, and I'm probably, you've been asked this before, but what I see with a lot of factoring is they sell the invoice, they get 80 or 90% of the invoice, and then they pay the fee for each month the money's out. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, they do 96%, and then it's a sliding scale. If they pay faster, it's less, but it comes out to about the 18%.
All right, about 1.5% per month. Okay, and what were you looking right for? You were looking for capital right now. What were you looking to replace that or get additional capital?
Just replace it. No, just replace it.
Okay. All right. And the notes that I have from Nick were that you were trying to use funding, and I don't know if these are right, to kind of restructure some tax liens as well as cash flow. Is that accurate?
They're all under control. They're on payments. They're way less than what was showing, and so, you know, that's a non-issue.
Okay. Yeah, and I see here in the notes the credit officer actually, due to the tax liens, they capped it at 150 and 8 months, but then when they were able to see your financials, they actually, I'm assuming you have strong financials, your business, you know, you make money, because they were able to give you $250,000 over 12 months. So that's obviously a good thing with these tax liens. If you have tax liens of that size, but you can get a loan of that approval from credit officers, that means you're making money. Maybe, and I think probably this is probably going to be less salesy in nature, but I can give you a little feedback on what Bank of Cardiff can do for you, if you have a minute.
Sure.
So we do offer a few different products here. We offer loans, credit lines, equipment financing, equipment leasing, working capital loans, advances, and factoring, to name a few. A lot of customers do come to us where they currently have a factoring relationship in place, and they sometimes are looking for a better deal. Now, my feedback is this. Can we beat your factoring arrangement? Yes. Is it worth your time, not our time, but is it worth your time for us to kind of undercut someone at the knees to save you a few bucks? Probably not. It sounds like the factoring arrangement you have, it's the reason I think it's pretty solid is, it's not just the fee is not too high, it's also that they're giving you 90%, 6% of the invoice, which is above industry norms.
Mm-hmm.
Where our and essentially that's a secured loan because they're underwriting not just you, but they're underwriting the person that has the invoice. And I'm sure you do business with some pretty big companies, people that pay, correct?
Right, exactly.
So I honestly think our salesperson probably approached this from the wrong angle, and I used to be on the sales side. Our working capital loan product is not meant to take out factoring. It's used to supplement factoring or lines of credit. So a lot of the customers that we work with, they're limited by the amount of money they can get based on their invoices, and they're always looking for additional opportunities to grow their business. Whether they not, they pay off tax liens, and I know tax liens are at like 40% interest and fees, they're crazy, but they're looking for additional capital, and they only have so many invoices. So where our working capital loan would work is, we wouldn't need you to pay off your factoring arrangement. You could get additional funding from us because our loan's based on your cash flow, not necessarily, you're not coming to us each time and selling off an invoice. So it's a completely different product. Okay. I guess the question I would ask you is, and I can look at your terms, your conditions, which are pretty, from us, they should be pretty lenient. In a perfect world, how much capital were you looking for, assuming you're not paying off factoring? Or are you looking for any capital?
Obviously you could always use, some, sure.
Okay.
But, if you're not going to pay off the factory, maybe 150.
Okay. Okay. And what would you be using that money for?
Just to grow the business.
Okay, is it?
Factoring arrangements.
Okay, would that be just...
It's going to go into AR.
Accounts receivable? Okay. And, And have you ever done a working capital loan before or no?
No.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is this. I'd like to, and did Nick give you the terms over 12 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think one of the things is, let me make sure I've got your correct numbers. On your profit and loss, let me see what your revenues are at. So you're doing about, are your total sales, I'm just looking at this, about $3 million a year?
No, they're about nine.
Nine, okay. Oh, that's just your account. Sorry, my apologies. All right. Let's just take a further look. And are you looking for any equipment financing right now? Any asset-based financing?
I don't think I need anything like that now.
Okay.
I'm in decent shape with equipment.
Okay. Well, I'm saying we do offer that product all day long, so... Is Yankton the company you sell off your invoices to?
Yes.
Okay. So let's do this. Sounds like you've got a really solid relationship. 96% is a great deal. Let me shoot you an email on kind of the nuts and bolts of our product. Every business owner I talk to, I kind of call it like I see it. If they can use additional capital, great. If they can't, well then, even if there's no need, it doesn't matter if our money's 1%, it doesn't matter. With a working capital loan, they're traditionally defined as short-term loans, so it's all about the amount borrowed and paid back. Traditionally, it's 6 to 12 months for a first-time customer. Are you looking for anything longer or shorter than that?
I don't know. I would just have to see your terms and conditions for what, and then say we plug it in and see if it works, sure.
Okay, and...
It don't work.
What did Nick... Did Nick offer you the $250?
I think, yeah, he offered the $250 and $1,000 plus a day repayment.
Yeah.
Which obviously, comes out to, $320, something like that.
So I think you're...
like 27%.
I think... So these numbers are completely wrong. So I think I'm going to shoot you an email so you have it in writing, but I'm also going to take the time to walk you through the program. I think there's just been kind of some hurried things. And so working capital by nature is an unsecured loan product. We're buying revenues, but we're not buying invoices. And so for our program, it's much higher risk than a factoring arrangement. The reason why, you're getting 18% on an invoice-based financing, and that lender is always in first position. We do put a UCC on the business, but this is all about cash flow at the end of the day. I always encourage customers to take our contract to their factoring arrangement and say, here's the factoring arrangement I'm signing. Can I still do factoring with you to make sure that works? Now, working capital is based, and you'll get an email from me as well, it's about three basic factors. Amount of capital I need or want as a business owner, return on investment, time. Now, traditionally, the way working capital functions, it's just like factoring in that there's a cost per month. That cost per month is a little more expensive than factoring. It usually comes down, an industry average is about 2.5 to 3.5 cents per month. So if you borrow, say, just an easy example, if you borrow a dollar over a year, then it's going to cost you between 30 cents or higher. Now, we're a competitive lender. We want your business. The way you repay a working capital loan is with what's called a micropayment. So instead of you paying the money in full each month, you actually have a small daily payment. It is not 31 days per month. It is 21 business days per month, Monday through Friday. The loan is all about the payback. So if you borrowed, say, $250, the terms that Nick offered you on the $250 was a 21 day per month. The payback on that is, and by the way, all of our loans do come with early discounts, but he offered you $250 with the payback of $342,500. That's over a 12-month term if taken to full. I'm more than happy to kind of throw some discounts out for you if they work. So let me shoot you an email on kind of numbers and if you want to move forward. But I think what was happening is someone was, don't take this the wrong way, I think sometimes people get afraid of their customers and say, well, because you have tax liens, you can't get more money, and that is the truth. But the offer you have, we're not hitting you over the head and saying, hey, you're going to take a really high rate because you have tax liens. Cash loans tend to be higher rate than invoice-based factoring just due to the risk. But that doesn't mean there's not a lot of growing businesses. I've had customers when I was on the sales side that had 800 credit scores that used these loans smart in a smart way and really grew their business. So it's a really powerful tool if used in the right way. Mm-hmm. So okay. Let me make sure I've got your correct email, and then I'm going to let you go. I didn't know you're in Upland. Okay, I know where you are. I'm from SoCal myself. So I've got Emilio at temptrans.com.
That's correct.
Okay, and Emilio, last question. Do you own any equipment outright? Like, do you have free and clear titles?
I don't have, no, not really. Most of the stuff stays pretty due. We turn it and keep new equipment, and old equipment really doesn't do us a lot of good.
No, what I'm saying, like, so the so you don't own, like, any of the equipment outright. You don't have, like, collateral, the free and clear title, correct?
Correct.
All right. No problem. We have a program that we take titles as collateral and longer terms, obviously, since it's secured. Let me shoot you an email. Can you give me a call if you don't get an email in the next 30 minutes?
I will.
Thank you so much, Emilio. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.